Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories, and today, the Christmas memories. And indeed, Merry Christmas to you, to your family and friends, from all of us right here at Seems Like Old Times. Hope you have a joyous Christmas day. And you better believe we have the spirit of the season right here, especially with all the music of the Yuletide. And today we'll have some seasonal standards, some traditional carols, and a few songs you may not have heard before or for quite some time. Plus, we'll drop in a few clips from old-time radio, TV, and the movies. So make yourself cozy as we begin the Christmas edition of Seems Like Old Times.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. A Christmas favorite since 1963. That was the year the Easy Bake Oven was one of the hot Christmas toys. Pardon the pun. Now, I'm not a big Christmas card sender. Oh, don't get me wrong, I like Christmas cards. But I've never gotten into the routine of sending Christmas cards, and I admire those who do. Now, legend has it that in 1843, the very first Christmas card was printed in England for Sir Henry Cole. He was a busy man and wanted to save time in his Christmas letters, but he also wanted to encourage the expansion of the postal system. Now, he had a friend who was an artist, a painter, named John Horsley, and he designed that first card. And it became a must-have item. 1,000 copies of the card were sold for a shilling each. The first American Christmas cards were produced by Louis Prang. He was a German immigrant who lived in Boston. And in 1875, he introduced the first color-printed Christmas card.
There certainly are lots of beautiful Christmas cards this year.
Yeah, they're coming in kind of early, aren't they?
Are you kidding? Christmas is less than a week away.
Is that possible? Boy, it really sneaks up on you.
Oh, here's a nice card from Dr. Williams and his family.
Oh, yeah. Boy, the kids are sure getting big. You think they'd write a little something on it, wouldn't you?
Well, no, not necessarily. It's a nice picture of the family.
Oh, yeah, I like these family photographs best of all, but I like people to write a little something on them, particularly when they're such good friends of ours. And here's what I mean. Listen to this. May this be your happiest Christmas, and may all that follow be even happier. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We hope we may always be privileged to include you among our nicest and best friends. Isn't that nice?
Oh, it certainly is. Who's it from?
The Acme Cleaners.
It's the memory. There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Another Yuletide song from 63, Jim Reeves and an Old Christmas Card. And a clip from Ozzy and Harriet from Christmas of 56. Now from the Christmas card, we go to the Christmas tree and Mario Lanza.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, forever true. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, forever true your color. Your boughs so green in summertime stay bravely green in wintertime. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, forever true your color. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how sturdy God hath made thee. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how sturdy God hath made thee. Thou bidst us all place faithfully our trust in God unchangingly. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how sturdy God hath made thee.
A 1956 recording by Mario Lanza, O Christmas Tree. Christmas Eve 1944 was on a Sunday, and I wonder how many folks were trimming their tree that night along with Jack Benny.
Well, we're all through, Mary. Gee, it was nice of you to come over and help me trim the tree.
Well, if I didn't, you'd never get it done. Say, Jack, shall I put the snow around the bottom now?
Not yet. I want to see if the lights are working. I'll hold up the bulbs, and when I say ready, you plug it in.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Pull it out! Pull it out! Pull it out! My goodness.
Oh, Jack, why did you make me shut it off? Those lights were so pretty, especially those two blue ones that kept flashing on and off.
Those were my eyes.
From 1946, that's the Les Brown Orchestra with Jack Haskell on the vocals, When You Trim Your Christmas Tree. It's a celebration of the season on Seems Like Old Times. It's our Christmas celebration on today's Seems Like Old Times. And I've got a fire going again, just like last week. Gotta keep it toasty here in the studio. Plus, it puts me in the Christmas mood. And I bet folks were doing the same back in 1949. And listening to the radio and enjoying Phil Harris and Alice Faye.
There. Mistletoe. Ah, Philip, the many girls whose toes you've curled under this little sprig of greenery.
Daddy, what do you call that green stuff you just hung over the door?
Oh, mistletoe, honey. Better known as smooching spinach.
Why do you hang it over the door?
Well, it's like a game, Baby Alice. The idea is for a fella to get a girl under the mistletoe and then kiss her.
Did you ever play the game, Daddy?
Did I ever play? I was All-American 12 years in a row.
You mean if a fella gets a girl under the mistletoe, he kisses her? That sounds like a silly game to me.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, gal. And don't try it till you get my permission.
Phil Harris with daughters Phyllis and Alice Jr., as he called her, from Christmastime 1949. And because he brought up mistletoe, that'll be our theme for this segment.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas.
Under the mistletoe, while the world is all aglow, and we'll share a Merry Christmas, making dreams come true. Meet me under the mistletoe, as you did a year ago. Santa Claus came down the chimney, and he brought me you. Oh, the sleigh bells ring so merrily, and you kissed me there and then. While the children sang neath the Christmas tree, peace on earth, goodwill to men. So meet me under the mistletoe, and before I let you go, I'll give you my heart for Christmas under the mistletoe. And you kissed me there and then, while the children sang neath the Christmas tree, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Meet me under the mistletoe, and before I let you go, I'll give you my heart for Christmas under the mistletoe.
I got a pocket full of mistletoe, and I'm gonna be heading up my list with a certain little Christmas doll I know. Tonight, you're gonna be kissed. Oh, tonight is Christmas party time, and I've got me a very special date with the cutest little package anywhere, and I don't wanna be late. I'll be puckered waiting for a kiss just as soon as the party's underway. You'll be standing underneath my mistletoe, and you're not getting away. 'Cause I got a pocket full of mistletoe, and I'm gonna be heading up my list with a certain little Christmas doll I know. Tonight, you're gonna be kissed. And the minute that the party's through, I'll be getting to walk you home real slow. We'll be stopping off time and time again till my pocket's out of mistletoe. Oh, I got a pocket full of mistletoe, and I'm gonna be heading up my list with a certain little Christmas doll I know. Tonight, you're gonna be kissed and kissed tonight. You're gonna be kissed.
A mistletoe medley. Sonny James from 1966 with a pocket full of mistletoe. From 1941, it was singing band leader Dick Robertson and Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. And we started with Frank Sinatra from 57, Mistletoe and Holly. And a smooch for you on our holiday spectacular today on Seems Like Old Times. It's the Christmas edition of Seems Like Old Times. And for Christmas 1945, a lot of kids wanted the novelty toy known as the Slinky. And of course, many families were just happy to have servicemen and women back home after 4 years of war. And a returning sailor was the storyline of that year's holiday movie Christmas in Connecticut, starring Barbara Stanwyck. She pretends to be a homemaking specialist in a popular magazine column, and she's about to get caught in her deception.
Liz, don't waste time with him. You have to decide what you're going to say to the old man.
What old man?
Oh, it's Yardley. He's sending me a sailor for Christmas.
Oh, how nice. A sailor? Really, Elizabeth?
Well, it's just a little trouble we're in. You see, Yardley thinks I have a farm, a husband, and a baby in Connecticut.
A farm, a husband, and a baby.
Simple, isn't it?
Barbara Stanwyck with Reginald Gardner and Robert Shane in 1945's Christmas in Connecticut. Now, a new record that Christmas season wasn't exactly a Christmas song, but it's become a part of the celebration. It's Vaughn Monroe. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Good night. How I'll hate to go out in the storm. But But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and it was taken to the top of the charts by Vaughn Monroe, released for Christmas time 1945. 21 years later, Kate Smith reminisced about holidays past and Christmas Eve in my hometown.
There's so much to remember.
Cause there were carols in the square, laughter everywhere, couples kissing under the mistletoe. I can't help reminiscing, knowing I'll be missing Christmas Eve in my hometown. Nothing can erase the memories I embrace, those familiar footprints upon the snow. There's so much to remember, no wonder I remember Christmas Eve in my hometown. I'd like to be there, trimming the tree there, and there's a chance that I might.
We'd like to see you.
I can hear singing, steeple bells ringing, Noel and Silent Night. Wise men journeyed far, guided by a star, but though I'm not a wise one, this I know. Through dreams and just pretending, I'm there and I'll be spending Christmas Eve in my hometown.
I know that I like to be there, trimming the tree there.
And there's a chance that I might. Christmas Eve in my home.
Christmas time's a time to spend at home.
It was 1953 when a couple of homesick soldiers named Don Upton and Stan Zabka wrote Christmas Eve in My Hometown. Eddie Fisher recorded it that year, but it didn't really become popular until Kate Smith belted it out in 1966. Now, for me personally, one of the more requested Christmas recordings I receive is for Grandpa Jones' narration of The Christmas Guest.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I am coming your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known, for long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
The Christmas Guest was composed by American poet Helen Steiner Rice, and her story was read by Grandpa Jones. Part of our Christmas celebration today on Seems Like Old Times. It's our big Christmas party today on Seems Like Old Times. And what would the season be without bells? Especially the ones that jingle.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
When the wind begins to blow and the weatherman says snow, that's the time to bundle up and get the sleigh.
Then you take a little ride with your sweetheart by your side, and you find you've got a lot of things to say. The jing, jing, jingly, jing of the bells makes the music. The clip-clop, clippity-clop of the horse keeps the rhythm.
The bump, bump, bumpity, bump of your heart spells the romance. Snap the whip, ring the bells, and this little song will help you on your way.
Do the jingle bell polka. It's a really swell polka.
A kiss or two she'll give to you before you even start. With bells around, the happy sound puts Christmas in your heart.
Do the jingle bell polka.
You'll be happy every time you hear.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
You'll do the jingle bell polka. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle bells.
Jingle, jingle, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Do the jingle bell polka. It's a really swell polka.
A kiss or two she'll give to you before you even start. With bells around, the happy sound puts Christmas in your heart.
Do the jingle bell polka.
You'll be happy every time you hear.
You'll do the jingle bell polka.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. There's nothing new about jingle bells, in case you wanna know. Here's the verse that your daddy sang when he was mommy's beau.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side.
The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got upsot.
What?
Bells, bells, all the way.
I don't know who's playing them bells, but I wish they'd sound their age.
Hey! Bells, bells, all the way. Oh, listen to the very merry melody we play. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Talking about jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
From 1949, Johnny Mercer, the Pied Pipers, and the Paul Weston Orchestra on Jingle Bells. Before that, from 1947, the Jingle Bell Polka. Those were the Modern Airs featuring Hal Dickinson on lead and the orchestra led by Lou Bring. And we started that three in a row with Bobby Helms from 57 and the Jingle Bell Rock. Hey, let's keep those bells a-ringing.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Atta boy, Clarence.
The Christmas bells are ringing, the holly's at the window pane. I hear the children singing, it's Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing, the stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. That's Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. Music fills the air. Crowds of smiling people greet you everywhere. When I wake at 7, I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring. The Christmas bells are ringing. The holly's at the window pane. I hear the children singing. It's Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing. The stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. That's Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. Music fills the air. Crowds of smiling people greet you everywhere. when I wake at seven. I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring.
For Christmas 1955, the Davy Crockett Rifle and Coonskin Hat were the most requested items. And for the record player, Patti Page gave us Christmas Bells. Now, when I was just a little kid, one of the albums we played every Christmas was A Christmas Treasure by Julie Andrews with Andre Previn. One of my favorites off that record was The Bells of Christmas.
A glorious morn, they ring, oh, they ring this glorious Christmas morn. They sing, oh, they sing for Jesus.
From 1967, that's Julie Andrews and the Bells of Christmas, accompanied by the Andre Previn Orchestra. And that will wrap up hour number one of today's Christmas celebration. We'll see you after the break on Seems Like Old Times.